From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on her way to Turkey. She'll be there for meetings about Libya. Her trip coincides with a round of fresh optimism that Muammar Gaddafi may be looking for a way out. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on how the U.S. and others are trying to prepare for a post-Gaddafi Libya.
Before setting off to Istanbul, Secretary Clinton was asked whether the U.S. was on the same page with partners like France. French officials have said that the Gaddafi regime is sending messengers everywhere to explore ways to end the conflict. Secretary Clinton put it this way.
We are still getting contradictory signals from Colonel Gaddafi's camp. He has yet to meet the red lines that are set by the international community to cease violence against his people, withdraw his forces, and step down from power.
U.S. officials have suggested, though, that his regime may be suffering from low morale and may be running out of supplies. Secretary Clinton is planning to compare notes with other diplomats at the meeting in Turkey, as she did yesterday at the State Department with her Russian counterpart.
So although neither of us can predict to you the exact day or hour that Gaddafi will leave power, we do understand and agree that his days are numbered.
But Dartmouth College professor Dirk Vandewalle has his doubts about this optimistic chatter.
We heard those kinds of reports 2 months ago already, and what we've seen so far really gives no indication that the government is running out of steam, so to speak.
Vandewalle says, like many Libya watchers, he's been surprised that it has taken this long to force Gaddafi from power. In the long run, he says he's sure Gaddafi will run out of cash and support, but the Libyan leader has proven to be more resilient than anyone expected.
This is not a government that is about to run out of resources, so this could take a little while. And meanwhile, what we see is that from a military point of view, the situation remains very much stalemated, with villages changing hands literally almost by the hour.
The Dartmouth professor, who is on his way to Benghazi to help the rebel government prepare for the day after Gaddafi, says everyone underestimated the Libyan leader's staying power. Fadil Lamine is not surprised. He's a journalist who now runs the American Libyan Council. He says Gaddafi is once again playing the international community.
He's just telling them that, hey, we can talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. But he's not committing to anything in writing. He's not committing to anything that is tangible that can be discussed.
Lamine says there's a growing sense of fatigue in Washington and what he calls self-made optimism by allies in Europe. Gaddafi's regime may be running out of gas and food, Lamine says, but it is not over yet.
Yeah, the morale is running low, but there are people still fighting for him. And I think there is a problem with what the opposition is doing, too. I think the problem is the opposition have not come up with a political solution that they can communicate to not Gaddafi himself, but to Gaddafi's loyalists, to the people who are still with him looking for a way out.
He's worried that as this drags on, the rebels could lose support and more cracks could emerge among big international players. Dirk Vandewalle says there are more and more players sending envoys to Libya.
And it makes it much more difficult, I think, because there is this multiplicity of conversations that has taken place, and it's not quite clear which one of these partners really has the credibility at this particular point in time to really carry this forward, or alternatively, whether the Gaddafi government in any way is really willing to consider any of these proposals.
So like the military situation, he says, the diplomacy is at a stalemate, despite all the optimistic talk in recent days. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.